share the topic with you of to sow and to reap.
神创造宇宙万物。
We know that God created the universe and everything in it.
创造了有生命的、无生命的。
And this includes things that are animate as well as things that are inanimate.
所以那个没有生命的，我们当作它没有感觉，但是它还是存留在这世界上。
So we often feel like things that are inanimate don't really have any feelings or sensations, but they still exist in the world.
那个有生命的，它必须吃。
But those things which are animate or that have life must eat.
不管是动物、植物，它程度性上它必须吃某些东西。
So whether we're talking about a plant or a person or another living being, it still must consume something in order to sustain its life.
人尽了很多的努力，目的就是为了说，哎，可以维持生活。除了一般的肉体生命之外，还可以维持一些精神生活的满足。
And so human beings spend a lot of effort and work, trying to not only to survive but also to provide. For their inner life.
因为人是很会思考的动物，很有思想。
So human beings are beings that are very good at thinking and reflecting on things.
甚至很有智慧。
We can even say that they are full of wisdom.
但是在这整个地球上，所有这个活的这些生物，不是只有人类。
But if we look at the whole world, human beings are not the only ones that are alive.
天上的飞鸟要吃啊。
Birds of the air need to eat as well.
那松鼠它也要吃啊。
A squirrel also needs to eat.
花它要生长，要某程度的吃某些东西。
Likewise, flowers to survive and to grow also need something that they take in.
你想想看，那个天红天寒地冻的时候，你在自己的房子里面吹暖气都觉得有点冷。那这些鸟到哪边去了？这些松鼠到哪边去了？
And so when we think about our own situation in the depths of winter, even with the heat on, you still feel cold inside your house. So what about those birds and those squirrels?
他们怎么吃饱？他们怎么可以有卵呢？
How is it that they are able to eat what they need to and to keep warm?
你看这些地上的草、地上的树，到冬天啊，秋天就渐渐在。凋零到冬天，你看它好像死了。
When we look at the grass and the trees and the leaves on the trees, it seems that in fall they begin to wither and it seems like they die away.
但是春天一到，你看见它又渐渐在发芽。
But in the springtime, you notice that they begin to bud and to grow.
那你像今年气温有时候高，有时候低啊，一下子哎，三两下怎么全部都开花了？
And especially this year, where sometimes it's warm and sometimes very cold, sometimes all the flowers seem to appear at once.
所以你看，在严寒的冬天，并没有夺去这些生物的生命。
So even the depth of winter cannot take away the life force of these things.
谁来养活他们？
But who sustains them and keeps them alive?
他们有智慧吗？他们有思想吗？可能程度有，但是我想他们应该没有智慧。
Do these living things, are they able to think? Do they have intelligence? Perhaps they have sensation, but I don't think they have intelligence.
所以在马太福音跟我们讲，这空中的飞鸟，它不种也不收。
So in Matthew, the Lord Jesus tells us that the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap.
他们也不积蓄这些东西，说啊，万一有冬天怎么样，我可以过活，没有。
And you never see them accumulating a lot of stuff and saying to themselves, well, what if I need this during the winter?
谁来养活他们？
So who keeps them all alive?
创造他们的神来养活他们。
So the God who created them all sustains them.
这是神创造的一个很重要的原则。神既然创造，神就会养活你。
This is a very crucial principle of God's creation. Since God has created you, He will also sustain you and keep you alive.
所以百合花不纺线，也不劳苦，神给它装饰。
So the lily of the field neither spins nor weaves or puts on a raiment, but God still adorns it beautifully.
所以在这个所有的生物当中，我们好好去思考。
So let us think about this world of living things.
会撒种、会耕种、会收割的是什么？
Which are the ones who are able to sow and to reap a harvest?
甚至把收割的藏起来，万一有个怎么样，我们还可以用的是。
which are the ones that are able to store up goods for later use. And actually, the beings that can do all these things, that do all, are simply human beings only.
神创造人, 神也特别关爱人。
So God not only created us, but He also especially loved us.
啊, 所以神给人最大的聪明智慧。
So God has given humanity the greatest degree of intelligence and wisdom.
所以最早的人类,
So if we look at the first human beings,
其实跟飞鸟, 跟这些百地的野荷花一样, 不种也不收。
Actually, they were just like the lilies of the field described in the Bible. They neither sowed nor reaped.
神造了人, 神养活人。
But God created human beings and He also sustained their life.
神创造天地万物, 创造最美丽的伊甸花园。 让人住在里面。
God created the Garden of Eden, the most beautiful place imaginable for human beings to dwell within it.
让人有得吃。
So that human beings would have something to eat.
除了善恶果树上的果子之外, 你爱怎么吃你就怎么吃。
Because He told them, aside from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you may eat of any tree in this garden.
神给人穿的是神的形象。
But the way that God clothed humanity was to clothe them with His likeness.
啊, 所以神造了人之后给人安排的，不管在哪一方面， 不管是吃穿各方面都是最好的。
So regardless of whether we're talking about food and drink or clothing or shelter, God gave us the very best in the beginning.
神只给人一个工作。
But God gave people in the Garden of Eden only one task.
神将人安置在伊甸园,
He had placed them in the garden,
让他修理看守,
and He placed them in the garden to be stewards of that garden.
只有一个条件, 哎, 那个三个树上果子不要去吃,
and there was only one condition, that they should not eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
可惜, 人没有善尽看守伊甸园的工作。
Tragically, human beings did not live up to their responsibility as stewards.
人接受蛇的诱惑。
And they were tempted by the serpent.
虽然神曾警告过、警戒过, 但是人到最后还是选了蛇。
And so even though God had warned them, and admonished them, in the end, they still chose the way of the serpent.
神让人在那里修理看守神的园子, 其实最主要的不是在看守伊甸园。
When God had appointed them as stewards to care for the garden, in fact, this was not really His ultimate purpose for them.
最重要的你要看守你的心眼, 让你的心里面不要有了蛇的话。
What was most important was that they should guard and be stewards over their own hearts and not to be tempted by the words of the serpent.
不要让蛇的话在你内心成了种子发芽,
to not allow the words of the serpent to fall into our hearts, take root and to grow into sin.
很可惜, 人还是选了蛇的话。
But very tragically, human beings still chose to follow the words of the snake.
所以从那个之后, 人就必须去撒种, 去耕种, 去收割。
So since that time, human beings were destined to sow, to cultivate the land, and to reap the harvest.
因为人选择了不要神的安排, 人选择了蛇的安排。
Because they had chosen to ignore God's original arrangement and chosen instead the way of the serpent.
啊, 所以人必须去撒种, 去耕种, 去收割的情形是怎么样?
And so what were the conditions by which they had to sow and to cultivate and to reap?
我们来看一下创世纪三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪三章十七节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17.
神又对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。”18节。
Verse 18.
地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。
So this is the way the days of the Garden of Eden ended. The garden was still there.
但人不能进去,
but human beings had been cast out of it and never to enter again.
神派天使,
God sent an angel with a sword of flame to guard the garden.
那个地方有喜乐, 有平安, 有神的荣耀, 有神给的生命, 什么都有,
the garden was a place that was filled with the joy and the love and the blessings of God. But what happened to human beings after they were cast out?
生活环境不再有那么美好,
so not only were their living conditions not as good, the living conditions in fact were quite evil.
所以人必须劳苦,汗流满面才能服口,勉强有东西吃。
And since then human beings have had to toil and labor with the sweat of their brow just to get something to eat.
今天甚至连女人也要汗流满面去努力工作来维持家庭。
And whether men or even women, everyone today must toil and labor just to keep their family alive.
那人必须靠撒种,
so human beings are able to eat only by the dint of their labor in sowing and cultivating and reaping. And God also allowed on the earth to grow all manner of thorns and thistles. So that human beings should live a life of toil and suffering.
所以人们,包括男人、女人,有时流汗,甚至流泪,
and so we see that in this world, there are many men and women who sweat and even shed tears, but they are still unable to get enough to eat from the earth. So human life was cut off from life in the Garden of Eden.
人的生命就跟这个土地有了关系。
And human life became intimately connected with the life of the earth and the soil.
你必须在那个不好的环境,那么不好的地里耕种才有得吃。
That we were destined to work this wicked and infertile soil just to have something to eat.
死的时候也要进的土里面。
And the connection with the soil continued at death, because at death we would then rejoin the soil and the earth.
所以人的一辈子被地来管辖。
And so their whole life long, human beings' lives are then under the control of the earth.
人们不能再回到伊甸园去了。
Human beings could no longer return to the Garden of Eden.
人回不了神的国度啊。
They could no longer return to the realm of God.
所以人们的一辈子从古开始入出而作，入落而息。
So since ancient times, human life has followed the pattern of laboring from the crack of dawn till the setting of the sun.
就是想要跟这个地来争一席之地,可以有一个吃饭的地方,我可以种地,可以吃饭,我有个地方,我可以住。
To struggle with a small space, a small plot of land, just to wrestle a living out of it.
所以人们那个时候的撒种,希望说能结一些果实。
So human beings began to sow seeds in the hopes that they would receive some fruit for their labors.
我如果种瓜的果子,我希望可以得瓜,那我如果种豆的种子,我希望可以得豆。
So if I sow melon seeds, hopefully I will receive some melons. If I sow some seeds of beans, hopefully I will receive a harvest of beans.
所以我们来想想看,那有一些人,他好像没有在地里耕种。
But let's also think about people who do not seem to work the earth, but still receive something, some harvest from it to sustain themselves.
但这些人还是要劳力,那他程度性的去劳力,那领的钱,用钱去买这别人从地里种出来的。
But even people who don't directly farm the earth still have to work and to exchange the labor and their wages in return for food that comes from the ground.
所以整个中国来讲,人还是要从努力才能有得吃。
So in a very general way, everyone still needs to labor and work hard to have something to eat.
那种不用努力,不用做工就有得吃的日子是神给恩典的日子。
So the state of being able not to work and still have something to eat belongs to the state of grace under God. But human beings rejected that way.
人心里有不同的想法，要听着蛇的话，所以人就把自己放在最痛苦、最难过的日子。
So because people chose a different path and chose to follow the path of the serpent, they placed themselves unwittingly into a life of great suffering.
一般人想种瓜得瓜，种多得多。
So most people would then think, well, I'll just sow the seeds for what I want to harvest in the end, whether it's melons or other kinds of things.
所以对比较有注意力到精神生活的人，他的瓜，他的豆，不是真正的瓜，也不是真正的豆。
But those who are concerned not simply with physical farming, but with getting something for their inner spiritual life, the melons and the beans that they plant may actually not be physical fruits or vegetables.
所以你看有的人他会去买个一个小小的一个幼苗来种点东西放在盆栽里面或者放在庭园里面。
Some people may purchase a small sapling or a seed to place it in a small pot and to cultivate it in their home.
你会发觉到他下班的时候很多时间吃了饭就去在那边看那些东西，这边走那边走。
And some people, after they come home from work and after dinner, they may walk around the house admiring and looking after their plants.
花很多时间，花很多技巧，而且要有很耐心。
So people spend a lot of time and energy and patience on the things that they plant.
有时候还要低声下气去跟人家请教。
And sometimes they even have to go and consult with experts on how to keep their plants flourishing.
这个人钱赚的没有我多，学历也没有我高，公司上班的地位也没有我好，但是。在这方面他种得比我好，我去跟他请教，我低声下气跟他请教。
And they may even humble themselves and to seek for someone who may not be as educated or wealthy or of high status, but if that person knows about gardening and planting, they may humble themselves and seek their advice.
你有时候你去看，在 supermarket 或者是在这个幼苗园买来的苗，它的一颗是30块，我的一颗是200块。
Sometimes the people may shop around and notice that while in the supermarket or in the nursery, one plant that they have may only be $30, but they may have purchased theirs for up to $200.
为什么这个人各种条件都比我不好？他种出来的活了，那我那个200块的死了。
But they might then say to themselves, how come someone who bought the cheap plant was able to keep it alive, but I bought the expensive one and it still died?
甚至有时候长到一个程度结了一些小小的果实，但这果实过没有一两个礼拜自己掉了，不熟而落。
Sometimes you may be planting and hope to have some fruit, but you notice that even though they're small fruit, after 1 or 2 weeks they fall off and wither by themselves without even becoming ripe.
所以我们发觉说，神让那么多东西成长，好像就自自然然的到处看到这么花，看到那么草那么漂亮，好像自然不觉得什么。但是你自己如果去撒种去耕种，你发觉说，哇，这个不简单啊。
So you might often think that if you look around in the world of nature, God causes all things to grow and flourish so naturally. But if I try to plant something, it's really not that easy.
你可能发觉说，这里面有很多学问呢，这个不是学位可以修得到的。
And you may soon discover that there is a lot of wisdom and learning in this art. It's not something that you can just go to school and suddenly know.
所以你可能有错误跟人家请教，然后又自己看看这样用这个方式是不是会成长得更好。
And so you may make some mistakes in this process of cultivating your plants, and you may consult with others and try to feel out what the best way is.
所以不断的努力，不断的尝试，又有一些错误，到最后你发觉说，我真的我可以种得很好了，但是那也是几年之后了。
So after a lot of hard work, some experience, and a lot of mistakes, you may get to a stage where you know a little bit more after a few years.
你可以长出又大又肥的果实。
You might be able in the end to grow plants that are large and beautiful.
但是实际上来讲，有时候你种的那些东西，说实在，你如果去超级市场或者去花圃买那个已经种好的，也并不真的那么多钱。你花那么多时间，花那么多精力在那边干什么？
But sometimes, for all the trouble and effort that you take, and for what you get, it might just be easier to go to the supermarket and buy fruits and plants from someone else.
而你今天在吃白米饭，那个人地方在吃饼，那是麦磨成面粉来做的。
And so, let's say you're eating rice today or you're eating some bread, you might think about the whole process of where it came from and how the flour was made.
我们想想看，种的人要流多少汗。
Think about all the sweat that the person who planted these grains needed to sweat.
虽然我们用劳力来赚钱，然后用钱来买这些东西。
So even though it's true that we use our work in exchange for money, which we then use to buy these things.
因为花姐说离开伊甸园之后每一样东西啊都要付出很大的代价，很辛苦的代价，甚至付出辛苦的代价也不一定有好结果。
You may find that now that we are no longer in the Garden of Eden, for every single thing that you want to gain, it requires a price that you pay in terms of your work and your labor and your sweat. And sometimes even with all these, you still don't get what you need.
所以不管你的职位是什么，不管你是当什么人，你必须从地里得吃。
So no matter who you are, whether high or low in society, you still have to gain your living and eat something that came from the ground.
不管你是直接去耕种，或者是另一形式的耕种，你还是需要这地里出来的种的果实。
Whether you sowed and cultivated it yourself physically, or whether you labored and got it indirectly, you still need to work to get something from the earth.
那不管你种的成功，还是不成功。
So no matter whether your own plantings are successful or unsuccessful,
或者非常成功，很多人来跟你请教。
Or perhaps you would be very successful and all these people come to you for gardening advice.
人的一辈子难道就是在地里撒种，种东西吗？
We still have to ask ourselves, is this what human life is all about? Just planting things and getting things from the ground?
然后吃地里成长的东西。
Just eating things that grow from the earth.
最后死了。
And in the end, simply to die.
又回到地里去。
And to return to that very soil.
这是人的一辈子吗？
Is this all there is to human life?
有位同龄跟我想谈到他种小黄瓜的经验。
So once there was a friend who told me about his experience of planting cucumbers.
他说要花很多感情，很多精力去照顾。
He says this takes a lot of emotional investment and a lot of work.
他说以前有儿子的时候是照顾儿子。
He said before when I had children,I took care of my children and cultivated them.
儿子又有了儿子之后，他发现说：“我爱这孙子比爱我儿子还厉害。”
But he said, then when my sons had children of their own, I discovered that I loved their children even more than I had loved my own children.
但有时候他发现说：“我好像爱这小黄瓜更胜于我爱我的小孙子。”
But then they said, sometimes I feel like I love my cucumbers even more than I love my grandchildren.
因为这小黄瓜一个怎么样，我对他照顾得无微不至。
Because with the cucumber, I pour all of my effort into taking care of them.
可能我所照顾的不是小黄瓜要的，但是我总是尽我所知道的，给他最好的。
And maybe sometimes I don't give the cucumbers exactly what they need, but I always try my best and give them the best of whatever I can do.
我看着它慢慢在开花，慢慢在结出一条一条的小黄瓜。
And I see how the plants flower and how the small cucumbers begin to grow.
他说，如果用所花的时间。所花的精神来算的话，他说，实在很划不来。
And they said, well, if I think about all the time and the energy that I've spent on these cucumbers, it's actually really not worth it.
他说我可能花个几块钱可以买到好几磅。
He said, with just a few dollars, I can buy several pounds of cucumbers.
但是他跟我讲，有很多东西不能用钱来计算。
But he said to me, there's many things that cannot be simply valued with cash.
不能用钱来比较，用钱来定位，用钱来肯定。
There are many things that cannot be defined or valued with simple monetary terms.
现在有很多人把很多事情跟钱连在一起，用钱来计算，这样划得来划不来。
But in today's world, there are many people who look at everything only in terms of, is it worth it, in terms of the cash that I would have to spend on it.
但是人在当种植当中所花的心血和所得的回报。
But if you think about all the things that you put in the process of cultivating something, and then everything that you get out of it,
包括内心的提升
including how your inner life can be elevated in this process,
这个不是用钱买得到。
These are things that cannot be calculated only by money.
所以不要把所有东西都用钱来计算。
So let us not only value things by how much money they cost.
你可以用几块钱去买好几磅。
It's true. You could buy many pounds of cucumbers with just a few dollars.
但是你自己用劳力种下来，就算看起来没有外面买的那么好看，但是你会觉得这个特别好吃。
But if you had planted them yourself,even though they didn't look nearly as good as those in the store, you would still feel that they were very, even more delicious.
啊，你会觉得哇，这感觉上比这外面买来的更甜好几倍啊。
And when you were eating things that you had planted yourself, you would think to yourself, this is so much sweeter than anything that I could buy in a store.
而且市场你吃不了那么多，因为它不能放那么久。
and everything would be so fresh, and you would not be able to keep so much of it at once.
啊, 所以送给亲戚, 送给朋友,
then you would start to give things away to your relatives and your family and friends.
所以大家可以一起分享那撒种和收割的喜乐,
and that everyone, in fact, would enjoy or share the joy of your sowing and your reaping.
啊, 所以我们说, 同样是种子, 有的撒种是为了从地里头吃,
so if we say we're just talking about seeds, but some people sow seeds in order to get something to eat from the earth.
那有的人撒种是为了生活品质可以进一步的提升。
But in fact, other people plant seeds so that they can raise the quality of their life itself.
神也派人来撒种啊。
So God also sent his messengers to sow seeds.
人被赶出伊甸园后,
after human beings were cast out of the Garden of Eden,
在这充满荆棘和蒺藜的大地当中,
in this world that it was filled with thorns and briars,
在这种果实不容易成长的大地当中,
in this world in which fruits and vegetables did not grow easily,
神派人来撒种,
God appointed human beings to go out into this world and to sow their seeds.
撒什么种?
But what kind of seeds are we talking about?
我们看主耶稣在撒种的比喻怎么讲?
Let's look at what the Lord Jesus says in the parable of the sower.
我们看马太福音13章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音13章。
Matthew chapter 13.
13章3节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 3.
主耶稣用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow."
主耶稣在这边总共讲了四种。
Now in this parable, the Lord introduces us to four different types of soil.
种子都一样。
Now the seed is the same.
环境不一样。
But the environment in which the seed falls is different.
结果不一样。
And thus, the fruit that is born is also different.
主耶稣想跟我们讲的,
what is it that the Lord wants to tell us?
我们来看18节。
Let's look at verse 18.
所以你们当听这撒种的比喻19节。
Verse 19.
方听见天国的道理不明白，那恶者就来把他撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。其实啊，这个事情呢, 不只发生在这个地面。
So what's happening here is not only happening in the ground.
当时神在亚当夏娃的心里也撒了种。
But back, way back when, God had also sowed a kind of seed in Adam's heart.
但是他没有好好看守他的内心，他的心眼。
But he did not take care of the garden of his heart.
所以恶者来把撒在他心里的夺了去。
And so the evil one came and snatched away the seed that had been implanted in him.
这个情形到处都会存在。
But this kind of situation happens all the time.
在神的伊甸园会存在。
It happened in the Garden of Eden.
在神的教会里面也会存在。
It can also happen in the Church of God.
神在人的内心撒了让人有生命的种。
God has sown a seed in each of us, a seed that can bring us life.
那个种就是天国的道理。
The seed is the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
已经在伊甸园里的，怎么继续留在神的伊甸园里面？
So how is it that people who are already in the Garden of Eden can remain in the Garden of Eden?
那在这世上劳苦愁烦的，怎么回到神的园子里面去？
How are those of us who are laboring and toiling in this world come back and enjoy the Garden of the Lord?
这是神来撒种的目的。
And this is the whole reason why God came to sow the seeds.
所以这个世界上，在神最看重的，还是当初撒在亚当内心的那个种子。
So of all these seeds, the one that God found most important, it was still the seed that was sown in Adam's heart.
以前撒在亚当的心里失败了，但是神要人再回去，所以要把这种子撒给每一个人，让福音传遍天下。
Now, because that seed had failed to germinate and to grow, God continues to sow that seed in every person's heart so that we can accept the gospel and return to Him.
让所有的人都得救，不要有一个人来沉沦。
And God is willing that all should be saved and that not one in this world should perish.
所有人都回到神的伊甸园里去，去重享那个有生命、有喜乐、有荣光。
so that everyone can return to the garden of the Lord and to enjoy its life, its joy, and its light.
所以主耶稣在那边跟我们讲，这种子就是神国的福音，就是天国的道理。
And so here Jesus tells us very clearly, the seed is the word, is the gospel of the kingdom.
这边也在跟我们讲，我们在跟教会接触，跟基督的身体接触，我们来的目的是在干什么。
It also tells us the very reason why we should be here at church or why we have any communion with this body.
教会在讲天国的道理。
Because in the church, the things that we talk about concern the word, the gospel of the kingdom.
教会在撒神要给我们的种子。
In the church, we can find being sown the seed that God wants to implant.
不要说不来教会的人。
So let's not talk about people who don't come to church.
我们说那个已经在教会的人。
But let's just talk about those of us who are here.
会不会还是有这四种情形呢？
Is it possible, even among us, for there to be these four types of soil?
听的道理到最后还是被兜走了。
That you might listen to the word of God, but in the end, it might still be taken away from you.
为什么被兜走？
And why would the seed be taken away?
因为，哎，他觉得恶者所讲的话比神所讲的好吧。
Because someone might feel that the words of Satan are sweeter than the words of the Lord.
但是只有谁是最好的呢？只有23节讲的是最好的。
But there is one type of soil that is the best, and this is in verse 23.
23节说撒在好地上就是人听到明白后来结实有100倍的有60倍的有30倍的。
It says here that he who received the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
这个好地结出好果子而且结出好几十倍。
So the good soil receives the seed and brings forth many, many times of harvest.
这些人他们得到最好的果子。
And these people in the end received the most wonderful harvest of all.
神给他们的奖赏真正的好地不是在这地面将来在神的国度里面。
Because the land that God gives them as their heritage is not in this world, but is in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们在想那在这撒种的过程到底是怎么样
So let's think about the process of sowing.
你在家的后花园或者在盆栽里面种的种子
Think about a seed that you might plant in your garden, in your backyard, or in a pot in your house.
你可以天天去看
Now you can watch over this seed every day.
但这边所说的种子是撒在哪里
？But where is the seed that is talked about here? Where is it being sown?
撒在人的内心呢
？It's sown within our hearts.
那你想想看，你来教会多久了？听到了多少了神的道理
？So think about yourself. How long have you been coming to church? How many sermons have you heard?
你这个种子在你内心成长的怎么样？
How does your seed grow that is in your heart?
更明白的说，这神国的道理，这天国的福音，在你内心成长的怎么样？以后你可以到天国去吧。
Or to put it even more plainly, how is the word of God growing in your heart? Is it able to grow so that one day you will be able to go to the kingdom of heaven?
这是撒在你的内心。
So the seed is sown in your heart.
但是圣经里面跟我们讲。我们要出去撒种，往普天下传福音，使万民做主耶稣的门徒。
But the Bible also tells us that we are also the ones who should be sowing the seed to all nations, so that they may become the disciples of the Lord.
所以你的内心不只要接受这个种子。
So it's not just that you need to receive the seed inside your heart.
不只让那结果三十、一百、
Not only to let it to grow 30, 60, or 100-fold.
你也要把你承受的、接受的这个种子。拿出去撒
But you also need to go out and to sow the seed which you have received.
撒在哪里
And where should you sow the seed?
撒在别人的心
You should sow it in the hearts of others.
你在家里最亲近的是谁
So who are the people that you are closest to in your home?
你的配偶，你的小孩
Your spouse, your children.
你的父母亲
Your mother and your father.
你的祖父母
Your grandparents.
你知道他们的心吗
Do you know the condition of their hearts?
除了家庭，你把这个福音的种子、天国的道理撒在别人的内心，你知道成长情形怎么样？你可以看得到他内心吗？
Now, apart from the people in our family, if you have sown the seed in the hearts of others around you, do you know how their seed is growing?
其实不要说你去撒,
but let's not even talk about us being the ones who are sowing the seeds.
神去撒也不一定成功啊。
Sometimes even when God is the one who sows the seed, it might not be successful.
神在亚当内心撒了，结果失败了。
Because when God sowed the seed in Adam's heart, Adam failed.
神叫挪亚出去传福音，去撒福音的种子。
God commanded Noah to go out and spread the gospel.
有没有成功?
But was it successful or not?
多少人进了方舟?
How many people in the end entered the ark?
所以你去传福音，说老实话。 不太容易说啊，你一讲他就很喜欢听啊，我非常喜欢神的道理啊，我喜欢来教会很少了。
So if we speak very frankly, it's really rare that you would go and preach to someone and they would say right off the bat, "Oh, everything that you say is true. I'm going to believe and join your church now."
啊，不要说我们去跟别人，我们自己在教会的，有的久了久了，你就发觉哎，怎么就。
And let's not even talk about people that we preach to, even among us, old believers. Sometimes you find that after a while, how come that person isn't coming every week anymore? And sometimes when we go and visit other churches, there are some people who only go to church maybe 3 times or 4 times a year.
圣诞节、新年、复活节。
Okay, they might go on Christmas, on New Year's, and on Easter.
去感染一下那个宗教的气氛，然后平常他不来，他又回世界去了。They
try to catch some contagion of religion, but the rest of the year they simply stay home.
你问他，他说他是基督徒啊。And
if you ask these people, they would say as well, "I'm a Christian too."
这样的人是结果子。 30倍、60倍、100倍，还是根本已经被世界带走了。
But would you call someone like this someone who had reaped a 30, 60, or 100-fold harvest, or would it be in fact the case that their seed had been taken away by Satan already?
传福音不简单啊。
So it is not easy to spread the gospel.
所以挪亚在山上造船。 So
Noah built an ark on the mountain.
传道理100多年。He
preached for over a century.
他们以为他是疯子啊,
people thought he was crazy.
所以怎么可能会来到山上?
So why would they come to the mountain?
他说100多年传了几个人?
And after more than 100 years of preaching, how many people did he convert?
自己的家人。
Only the people in his own family.
其实说实在话, 现在不止外人不好传, 其实发觉到最后最难传的是自己的家人。
But actually, if we think about our life today, it's not just that people outside our family are difficult to preach to. The most difficult people to preach to are in our own families.
你不要以为说他跟你结婚了，他就一定要跟你同样的宗教。
So let's not imagine, oh, if someone gets married to me, they will, of course, believe what I believe.
人可以嫁给你，但是我的心另有所属。
A person can be married to you legally, but their heart still belongs to themselves.
在地上我是你的先生，在地上我是你的太太，但是在心灵内中，宗教我不一定跟你认同。
So many people say that in this world, I may be your husband or I may be your wife, but when it comes to religion, I am not your partner.
甚至你自己生下的小孩，他都不一定要跟你走同样的宗教。
Sometimes even the children that we have ourselves may not walk the same religious path that we do.
有的跟你走了。Some
may walk some ways with you.
你在教会讲的话，怎么跟在家里讲的话不太一样？
But they may discover how come the things that you say in church are different from the way that you speak at home.
在教会讲的很属神、很属灵，在家里很属事啊，甚至有时候是违反圣经的。
How come you seem so spiritual when you're at church, but at home you're very worldly, even not religious at all?
家里的人天天跟你在一起，看着你的一举一动，甚至你的心思意念，他也知道。
So people in your family can see everything that you do on a daily basis and even know the condition of your heart.
要传给家里的人也不容易。
And this is why it is also not easy to preach the gospel to our family.
那我们现在来思考哈。 种子撒在好地才能长出好果实。
So now let's think about this idea that the seed, only the seed that falls on good soil will yield good fruit.
主耶稣也说好树结好果子。
The Lord Jesus also said a good fruit will bring forth, a good tree will bring forth good fruit.
坏树结坏果子。
But an evil tree will bring forth evil fruit.
那我们来想。
So let's think about this.
我们愿意接受天国道理的人。
If we are those who are willing to accept the gospel.
我们愿意接受最好的种子的人。
If we are those who are willing to accept the best seed of all.
我们到底是好树还是好土？
But we need to also think about whether we are a good tree or a good soil.
其实，人只要在地面，没有一棵好树。
But actually, as long as we live in this world, there is not one good tree among us.
也没有一个好土。
And there is no good soil at all.
程度性都是荆棘之地。
That you know, to some extent or other, we are all brambles, briars, and thorns.
程度性都是败子。
To some extent, we are all weeds.
但是神容许败子跟麦子在一起。
However, God allows the weeds to abide with the wheat.
让他们一起成长。
To allow them to grow together.
所以人怎么从坏树变成好树？人怎么从在路旁、在荆棘变成在好地里？
So the real question is, how can a wicked tree become a good tree? Or how can soil that is barren eventually become soil that is good?
这是神来撒种最重要的原因。
This is the real reason why God came to sow seeds in the first place.
让坏树有了神的种子变成好树。
To allow those trees that originally were evil to accept the seed and to become good trees.
让这个坏土因为有神道理的灌溉变成了好土。
To let soil that was evil, but because it had been touched by God, to become good soil.
所以最后主耶稣会凭着哎，你好树结好果子的，可以进天国。
And in the end, the Lord will be able to make the judgment that because this was a good fruit, a good tree that came from a good fruit,this person shall be saved.
你到最后没有成了麦子，仍然是败子，成捆的收起来丢在火里烧。
But those that were unable to bring forth good fruit, but instead brought forth weeds, those shall be bound up and then destroyed.
人跟地来搏斗，人跟地来争地方，人跟地来争食物。
As human beings, we struggle with the earth for our food, for our livelihood.
所以人一开始是以农立国，那个农其实就是在地里种植啊。
So in the beginning, when we say that human beings received their harvest from agriculture, everything that they received came from the earth.
啊，所以人在思考，那我要怎么种这个果实可以更好呢？
And so since the beginning, people have asked themselves, how should I plant and cultivate so that I can receive the best kind of fruit?
怎么来做可以事半功倍呢？
What can I do so that I can receive a great reward for my efforts?
怎么来种可以让这果实更大更肥美呢？
What can I do so that the harvest is fatter and riper and plumper?
过去台湾有一个叫做农业改良场。
So in the past in Taiwan, there was a kind of developmental or experimental ranch.
他专门在研究这些农作物。
And this institute was devoted to agricultural research.
它有很多温室，也有很多室外的，然后看在什么情形下、什么温度、什么湿度在什么养分下，它的成长怎么？它去观察，它去研究，它去记录。
So they had many types of greenhouses and controlled environments, so they could see that what kind of temperature or humidity or soil type would yield the best kinds of crops.
他甚至想来改变这个种子。
This institute even had the aim of changing the nature of the seeds themselves.
所以有一种叫做苹果芒果的那个结合体的哈。
And so out of it, for example, came a type of fruit that was a combination of an apple and a mango.
以前的那个芒果是涩涩的、酸酸的、很小。
So previously, mangoes had beenvery small and had a kind of acerbic quality to them.
那些长得跟苹果一样大，而且那个树很小棵，不用很大棵。
But now they were able to make it so that the mangoes could grow from quite small trees, and they did not need such a large tree anymore.
而且有苹果的香甜。
And not only that, the mangoes that they developed had the sweetness and aroma of apples.
看起来很好，吃起来也很好。
And they looked great when they tasted even better.
在稻子方面，我们所吃的米饭是从稻子来的。
Now they also did some research into rice.
正常的情形，一年可以二收。
So in, under normal circumstances, if you planted rice, you could have two harvests per year.
啊, 他们想办法, 让他一年三收。
But they researched methods so that we could get three harvests from them per year.
啊, 所以人们在地里找食物, 人们也想在地里创造更多的食物。
So not only as human beings do we seek our food from the earth, but we also seek to apply our creativity to what we can get from the earth.
所以人们跟地抗衡, 人们想超出 神所定的定力。
So the struggle between man and nature, human beings are always trying to break out of their predetermined boundaries.
其实今天我们在教会, 程度性来讲, 也是一种品种的改良场。
Now, to some extent, at least to some extent, even in church, we can also compare ourselves to plants that have been hybridized or modified genetically.
神当初造人的时候是给最好的种子做造出最好的人。
In the beginning, when God created human beings, He had used the best seed to create the best, also to create the best type of human being.
但人的情欲加上蛇的话，就不要了神的话。
But because of human desires and the words of the serpent, people rejected the words of God.
所以结出来的果子不是神所要的。
And so the fruit that came out of humanity was not the fruit that God had intended.
结出犯罪的果子，结出死亡的果子。
The fruit that they brought forth was the fruit of sin and the fruit of death.
所以人被赶到世界来。
And this was why human beings were cast out into this world.
但是神一直派人来撒种。
But God continued to send people, His servants, to spread the seed.
神要把最好的种子再次给我们。
God wants to give us once more this best seed.
希望我们来教会这个恶的品种可以变成好的品种。
So that by being in the church, our formerly wicked fruit can become a good type of fruit.
过去不管你是怎么样。
It doesn't matter what you were like in the past.
神要改变你。
God can transform you.
神要你再回到神那边去。
God wants you to return to Him.
不管你过去是怎么样。
Regardless of what you were like in the past.
瘸腿的、瞎眼的、路旁的、没有身份的、没有地位的， 神都邀请你来坐席。
Those who were lame or blind or ill or on the side of the road, God invited them all to His feast.
享受着属灵的宴席,
to enjoy His spiritual feast.
在神的教会里面,
and so in the church of God,
用这天国的种子来喂养你,
God wants to feed us with the seed that comes from heaven.
希望能结出好果实,
and all in the hopes that we can bring forth a good harvest.
闽南话有一句话叫坏的竹子出了好的笋子。
So there's a kind of Taiwanese proverb in which a bad bamboo plant can actually somehow bring forth good shoots.
我们也希望我们能变成好的，变成神所悦纳的。
We also hope for ourselves that we can become good and that we can become acceptable to God.
我们希望我们能从那个坏地变成好地。
We hope that we can go from being bad soil to being good soil.
我们希望我们能够听到明白，能结出真正的果实。
We hope that we can not only hear the word of God, but that we can understand it and bring forth good fruits with it.
能结出30, 60,
that we can get 30, 60, or even 100 times of a harvest.
我们来唱诗283首。
Let us sing hymn 280.
280.